Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going. Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we break down the complex world of academic writing and research into manageable steps that you can apply directly to your dissertation journey. I'm thrilled to have you here, and whether you're tuning in over a cup of coffee or jotting down notes late at night, I want you to know that this podcast is all about making your PhD journey a little easier. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches the core of your dissertation success. We'll explore effective strategies for structuring your research and organizing your writing to not only meet academic standards, but also capture your unique voice and insight. This isn't just about getting through your dissertation. It's about mastering it. So you emerge not only with a degree, but with a piece of work that you're truly proud of. Why is this important? Because the way you handle your dissertation, your approach, your methodology, your writing, lays the groundwork for your future in academia or any other professional path you choose to follow. It's more than a requirement. It's a demonstration of your capability to conduct deep, meaningful research and contribute something new to your field. Today's insights are designed to help you excel in that challenge. In this episode, we'll cover everything from crafting a compelling thesis statement to organizing your chapters effectively. These aren't just tips and tricks. They are the building blocks that will support you in crafting a dissertation that resonates with clarity and authority. We'll look at how to keep your reader engaged, how to present your research in the most effective way, and how to ensure that your arguments are both persuasive and flawlessly structured. I'm here to guide you through these steps, offering practical advice that you can start applying today. Think of this podcast as a roadmap that you can follow one step at a time to not only complete your dissertation, but to make it a showcase of your hard work and dedication. So get your notepads ready or just settle in and listen. Our goal here is to empower you with knowledge and skills that turn a daunting task into an achievable one. Let's get started and make the most of your dissertation journey. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic that can truly revolutionize how you approach your dissertation: understanding the role of technology in research. When we talk about technology in the realm of academic research, it's not just about gadgets and software. It's about embracing a broad array of tools, methodologies, and systems that can transform how you conduct and manage your work. Let's start with what we mean by technology and research. It's far more than just digital tools. It extends to any method or system that enhances your ability to gather, analyze, and interpret data. This includes everything from sophisticated software for statistical analysis to systems that streamline the organization of your research materials. Why is this important? Effectively integrating technology into your research process can drastically enhance your efficiency and the quality of your work. Let's explore a few of the key benefits. First up, technology can streamline your research processes. There are myriad tools out there designed to automate and simplify tasks that traditionally would take up much of your time. Think about reference management software, which helps you organize and cite your sources correctly with minimal fuss. Or project management tools that keep you on track with deadlines and goals, ensuring you're as efficient as possible. Next, let's talk about enhancing data analysis. This is where technology truly shines. With the right software, complex data sets that would take weeks to analyze manually can be processed in minutes. These tools not only speed up your research, but also enhance its accuracy, helping you draw more precise conclusions from your data. And let's not forget about improving accessibility to resources. Technology has broken down geographical and financial barriers to information. Digital libraries, online databases, and even academic forums are just a click away, providing you with access to a wealth of resources that were once out of reach for many. Integrating technology into your dissertation process isn't just about making things easier. It's about making your research stronger, more credible, and more impactful. It allows you to focus on the creative and analytical aspects of your work, safe in the knowledge that the more repetitive and time-consuming tasks are handled efficiently. So, as you move forward with your dissertation, I encourage you to look beyond conventional research tools. Explore how different technologies can be woven into your methodology to enhance your research capabilities. Whether it's software that brings new insights into your data or systems that keep your notes and sources meticulously organized, each tool is a step towards a more robust and insightful dissertation. Remember, the goal here is not just to complete your dissertation, but to craft a piece of work that stands as a testament to your hard work and academic skill. Technology is here to help you achieve that. Let's start with literature management tools. If you're overwhelmed by the volume of research papers you need to track, tools like Mendeley and Zotero are your new best friends. These platforms allow you to manage, cite, and share research literature with ease. Both Mendeley and Zotero can be integrated directly into word processors. This means you can cite as you write, automatically formatting your references according to different academic styles. It's a seamless process that ensures accuracy and saves you time. Time that can be better spent on your research. Now let's talk about data analysis. Software like SPSS, R, or Python are indispensable for handling complex data. Each has its strengths and caters to different levels of user experience. SPSS is user-friendly, perfect for those who prefer a straightforward, menu-driven interface for statistical analysis. It's great for standard analyses, making it a favorite among social sciences researchers. For those who are more technically inclined, R and Python offer incredible flexibility and power through coding. Both languages support extensive libraries for virtually any type of data analysis. Starting a project in R or Python might seem daunting, but it's highly rewarding. A simple start could be loading your data and running basic summaries. From there, you can scale up to more complex statistical models as you become more comfortable. Integrating these tools into your research workflow can dramatically improve both the efficiency and quality of your work. They streamline repetitive tasks, reduce the chance of human error, and allow you to focus on the core aspects of your research, thinking critically about your data and crafting your academic arguments. Remember, the key to effectively using these tools is to see them as extensions of your own skills. They are not just aids, but integral parts of a modern researcher's toolkit that bring precision and depth to your work. So, as you progress with your dissertation, take some time to explore these tools. Experiment with them, learn their functionalities, and integrate them into your daily research activities. They can transform a daunting task into a more manageable and enjoyable one. Now, we're going to explore some innovative tools that are designed to help you manage your time efficiently and keep your focus razor sharp. First up, let's talk about project management tools like Trello and Asana. These apps are essentially your digital planners that keep your dissertation tasks neatly organized and visibly tracked. Trello is great for those who appreciate a visual approach to organization. You can set up boards for each chapter of your dissertation and create cards for tasks like draft introduction or complete literature review. As you progress, you simply move these cards from the to-do column to the doing and then done columns. It's satisfying to see your tasks move towards completion and helps keep your motivation high. Asana takes a slightly more structured approach, which is fantastic if you like detailed lists and schedules. It's particularly effective for collaborating with others, such as your advisor or research team. You can assign tasks, set deadlines, and link your documents directly within the app. Imagine having your entire dissertation timeline laid out, where you can track every part of the process at a glance. Second, let's consider focus-enhancing apps like Forest, which are crucial for maintaining deep work sessions. Forest helps you stay focused by gamifying the act of concentration. You plant a virtual tree and it grows as long as you keep your hands off your phone and stay focused on your work. It's a playful yet impactful way to keep yourself disciplined. If you succumb to the temptation of checking your phone, your growing tree will wither. Setting up a session is simple. You open the app, decide how long you want to focus, let's say 30 minutes, and start the timer. As you work, you see your tree growing, which provides a visual incentive to keep going. It's a brilliant method to keep distractions at bay and ensure you stay locked in on your dissertation tasks. By using these tools, Trello or Asana for managing your tasks and timelines, and Forest for maintaining focus, you equip yourself with a powerful suite of resources designed to maximize your productivity. They not only help structure your days, but also enhance your ability to concentrate when it matters most. Incorporating these technologies into your routine can transform the way you approach your dissertation, making the process less daunting and more efficient. So, dive into these tools, tailor their use to your personal workflow, and watch as they bring a new level of organization and focus to your research. Today's chat is all about integrating technology into your daily research routines. It's one thing to know about all these fantastic tools, but another to make them a part of your everyday life. Let's dive into how you can embed these technologies into your routine and really turn them into game changers for your dissertation process. Incorporating technology tools into your daily routine doesn't have to be daunting. It's about finding ways to make these tools work seamlessly with your natural workflow. For example, if you start each morning by reviewing your goals and tasks, a tool like Trello or Asana can be the first thing you open. Use it to check your project timelines, update your task statuses, and prioritize your work for the day. This habit not only keeps your dissertation on track, but also boosts your daily productivity from the get-go. I've seen firsthand the impact of consistently using these tools. Let me share a quick story. A former student of mine struggled with keeping her research organized. After introducing her to Zotero for managing her sources, she made it a routine to update her Zotero library every evening with new research she encountered throughout the day. This, a small daily habit, didn't just help keep her sources organized, it significantly reduced her anxiety about citing and referencing, making her writing process smoother and more enjoyable. Technology is ever evolving, and staying updated with the latest tools and improving your tech skills are crucial parts of being an effective researcher. Make it a habit to explore new features in the software you already use, or to learn about entirely new tools that might enhance your research efficiency even further. I encourage you to set aside a little time each week to read up on tech trends in academic research or to watch tutorials on advanced features of your current tools. This continuous learning can open up new possibilities for handling your data, managing your literature, or even just brainstorming ideas more effectively. Let's not forget, mastering these tools can sometimes feel overwhelming. But remember, every expert was once a beginner. The key is consistency. The more you use these tools, the more intuitive they will become, and the more you'll get out of them. Before you know it, they'll be indispensable parts of your research arsenal. So, take the first step today. Select one tool that you feel could really benefit your research and start integrating it into your daily routine. Maybe it's setting up daily focus sessions with an app like Forest or organizing your research notes in Evernote at the end of the day. Whatever it is, make it a consistent part of your day and watch as it transforms your dissertation journey. As we wrap up, let's quickly recap the key points we've covered and set you up with a challenge that could transform your approach to your dissertation. Today, we explored a variety of technological tools designed to streamline your research process. From literature management with tools like Mendeley and Zotero, which help keep your references organized and easily accessible, to data analysis software like SPSS, R, and Python, which empower you to delve deeply into your data and extract meaningful insights. We also talked about how tools like Trello and Asana can revolutionize your project management, keeping you on track throughout your dissertation journey. We didn't just talk about tools, though. We discussed making these technologies a part of your daily routine, embedding them into your workflow to maximize their benefits. Whether it's updating your research management tools at the end of the day, or setting aside time each week to learn a new feature or tool, the key is consistency. Now, here's a little challenge for you. This week, I encourage you to pick just one new tool we discussed today and start integrating it into your daily routine. It doesn't have to be a big leap. Even small steps can lead to big changes in how efficiently and effectively you can work. Thank you so much for your time today. I hope you found the discussion enlightening and that you're leaving with practical tips that you can apply right away. Remember, the goal here is not just to work harder on your dissertation, but smarter. Make sure to tune into our next episode where we'll dive into how to maintain momentum when the going gets tough and how to overcome common roadblocks in your dissertation process. It's going to be an essential listen for anyone looking to keep their spirits and productivity high, no matter the challenges. Thank you again for joining me on Dissertation in 90 Days. It's always a pleasure to help guide you through your academic journey. Until next time, keep pushing forward, stay curious, and let's make your dissertation journey a successful one.